And finally today, when we think about music coming out of Mexico City, R&B probably isn't what comes to mind, but our next guest is trying to change that. She is Mariana de Miguel, who goes by the name Girl Ultra. Ella viene de noche. Aún no sé su nombre. ¿Acaso me conoce? Although she is only in her 20s, she's been at the forefront of the movement to grow Mexico's R&B scene. And now her first full-length album, Nuevos Aires, has been released. And Girl Ultra is with us now to tell us more about it from her studio in Mexico City. Girl Ultra, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for inviting me.
So where does the name Girl Ultra come from?
It just came out of this special new energy I felt because I was part of a disco band when I came out of high school, and I was thinking about going solo, and I felt like I needed a name that empowered me that way. So I just did like this superheroine-ish thing. I just brainstormed and it just came out, and I felt very comfortable with that alter ego thing.
So as we mentioned that there really hasn't been that much R&B seen in Mexico, and I think it's fair to say you're one of the few artists making this type of music there. What is it about R&B that started to speak to you?
I don't know. Like, I just summed up the music that I grew up with, like Beyonce and Destiny's Child. And then I was like, what is this? And why does this feel so comfortable and passionate? And when I started singing by myself, and I just really realized that it was inside of me when I started composing when I was like probably 14, 15 years old. And everything started to shape into this R&B, contemporary soul thing. Because that was what I was listening at the time when I had LimeWire and Ares and all that illegal stuff when I was young. I just became this musical researcher. And I just found out like Erykah Badu, J Dilla, and The Roots and all of these stuff, D'Angelo. And it was like a whole new world for me.
So as I think a lot of people know, you know, R&B is kind of synonymous with a sort of a sultry vibe. I want to play something from your new album that fits that description. This is called Discreción. Restos de lo que se fue. No, no lo tomes a mal. Te quise de verdad, pero no lo hagas despertar. Porque aún lo veo en tus ojos cafés. Todavía sientes que yo soy tu mujer. How would you describe what you were going for, and how did you know when you had found it?
I realize I'm looking for a particular nostalgia I've never lived, such as like what happened in the 80s. And I'm a big fan of the 80s. I worship the 80s. And I don't know, like I feel some kind of mystery and passionate thing about my personality on and off a stage. And I just try to find that connection between the sound and the words and the person that I am like currently and this femme fatale that I become when I step on stage.
Most of your songs have lyrics in Spanish, but there are some bilingual tracks. And one of the songs I want to play now is a collaboration with Cuco, and it's Dame Love. And the video is already getting a lot of love. So let me play a little bit of that and then we can talk about it. Here it is.
Okay, let's go. I won't tell you twice or more. Feelings always come and go. Si lo quieres, dámelo. Dámelo, dámelo. I won't tell you twice or more. Feelings always come and go. Si lo quieres, dámelo. Dámelo, dámelo. There's something about you, something. There's something. There's something about you, something.
Something. Very nice. That song does so many things. So tell me a bit about how it came together.
it was crazy because I met Cuco here in Mexico City, and we were playing the same festival, different stages at the same time. And I was particularly very dragged to Cuco's music in the past. And we exchanged numbers and we started talking online. Like, we were exchanging like this crazy meme stuff because we were meme people. And I was like, hey, what's up? I'm coming to LA. Let's hang. Let's link up. And he was like, hey, why don't we make a song or make something? Like, let's go to the studio. So we rented a studio, and as soon as we came in, like, we just started vibing. We just connected, and we were like, okay, why don't you sing in English, and why don't I sing it, like, completely in Spanish in my verse? Like, let's just, like, switch things up. And I don't know, we started writing and we were like laying down, like, dude, like, let's make a smoke and makeup song, like, people want to listen to, like, yeah. And we were writing the lyrics and it just felt very comfortable going back and forth Spanish and English.
Well, the whole thing sounds really comfortable. I just want to mention for people who aren't aware, Cuco is like a teen phenom. I mean, he had a huge online following. And
yeah.
What's so fascinating about this is that it is so easy. It just feels so natural to kind of go back and forth between the Spanish and the English. And I just wonder, do you think that that's maybe more, what's the word I'm looking for, more typical than people may realize? Is that for people who speak both languages, they just go back and forth. Did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is completely typical. And you know what? Like, a lot of people in Mexico really speak English because we got English in everything, like in our products and TV and the music. So we're just like very close to each other.
Do you feel that I don't know that whether this was intentional or not, but do you feel that having the lyrics be in both Spanish and English will kind of help the song reach a broader audience? Or is it just, that's just how it appeared to you? That's just how it came to you?
It's how it came to me, but we definitely wanted to make like this cultural clash. Like, Cuco regularly speaks English in his everyday and I speak Spanish, but he speaks fluent Spanish and I speak kind of a fluent English. So it just felt so natural. Like, let's just switch to our second language.
Well, what kind of reaction are you getting to the album, especially as we mentioned earlier, you're trying to grow the R&B scene in Mexico. Obviously, you know, north of the border, there's already a big, you know, appetite for R&B. What kind of feedback are you getting?
I was very worried about this album because it was like an experimental album, because it just, I wasn't aware of what people was going to think about all of these process. And it was well received. Like, I don't know, like, they've been very thankful for the album, and that is just a blessing.
Well, what's your favorite song on the album? Or maybe that's not a fair question. So what song do you shall we go out on?
I love the last song on the album, Amor Salvaje, because it's a very, very personal song I wrote about. It's like a love letter to my city.
In your city, Mexico City is what you meant, right?
Mexico City, yeah. So I don't know, I felt like I, this year especially, I had this pretty hectic, passionate love-hate relationship with my city. And I don't know, I just felt like writing a love song to that. And I've never ever written a love song. And that's what it is. Al amor salvaje, no lo amarra nadie. Perfuma las calles sin rumbo, sin nombre. Al amor salvaje, no lo amarra nadie. Va dejando rastro al viajero en las noches.
That is Girl Ultra, a.k.a. Mariana de Miguel. Her new album, Nuevos Aires, is out now. Girl Ultra, Mariana de Miguel, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. Big hug. Besos. Brand new love. Enamoro con el jazz.
Before we go tonight, we'd like to tell you about a story that we are working on for tomorrow's program. In the Spanish language, all nouns are gendered. Feminine nouns end in an A and masculine ones end in O. But there is a push among teenagers in Argentina to make all nouns gender neutral. We'll have more on that story tomorrow. Perfuma las calles sin rumbo, sin nombre.
al amor salvaje.